40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Investigators are now questioning a driver near the southern border who smashed into a group of people near a migrant shelter. Reporter Chris Fox has details.
Brownsville Police Investigator Martin Sandoval said the crash happened at 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning at a bus stop near a migrant shelter in Brownsville. A man behind the wheel of a Land Rover is said to have driven his car directly into the crowd. Police have a male suspect in custody. The driver is under 24-hour guard watch. He's been taken to a local hospital to be tested for drug and alcohol use. No comment from police about whether the crash was intentional. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
More than half a dozen people died. This is happening as the U.S. braces, of course, for more migrants at the border this week. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The surge is expected as the Biden administration prepares to lift Title 42 restrictions at the border.
We've been preparing for this for more than a year and a half.
Secretary Mayorkas tells CBS's Face the Nation that's why the administration is taking steps like sending troops to the border, not to enforce, but to backstop border control agents.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is in Allen today, just outside of Dallas, where eight people were murdered yesterday at a shopping mall. But Abbott insists this is not about guns.
There has been a dramatic increase in the amount of anger and violence that's taking place in America. And what Texas is doing in a big time way, we are working to address that anger and violence by going to its root cause, which is addressing the mental health problems behind it.
Abbott on Fox News Sunday, he says he's working to get more resources in place. In North Carolina, a new abortion bill will limit the window for most abortions from 20 weeks down to 12. Governor Roy Cooper.
Many of these clinics are working very hard to treat women, and now they're going to have many new medically unnecessary requirements that I think many of them are going to have to close.
Cooper says he plans to veto that bill. Bay Area baseball legend Vita Blue has died at 73. John Shea is a sports writer for the San Francisco Chronicle and talked about Blue's legacy to KCBS Radio.
He was a dominant and must-see pitcher who drew huge crowds everywhere he pitched. I mean, teams would market and promote the days that Vita pitched in their ballparks, knowing everyone wanted to see him.
Vita's death was confirmed this morning in a statement from the Oakland A's. Move over, Mario.
We were gone for quite a while.
Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is the new top dog at the box office, raking in $114 million in ticket sales in its opening weekend. That officially bumps the Super Mario Brothers movie to second place. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The long-term effects of Wisconsin's redistricting process were apparent in the November elections. A nonpartisan good government group says voters who feel overlooked should not give up. Mike Moen reports.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers won re-election, but Republicans maintained strong control over the legislature. Jay Heck of the group Common Cause points out that Evers maintains his veto power, but he says Republicans still carry a lot of weight, partly because they keep redrawing the maps to their advantage.
There were more votes cast for Democratic candidates statewide than Republican, but the contrast with the legislative elections in the state is so sharp, it almost makes laughable the idea that we have a true representative democracy.
Researchers have said that over the past decade, Wisconsin has produced among the most gerrymandered voting district maps in the country. Heck says voters should look ahead to next year's state Supreme Court election with the hope a less politicized court could eventually revisit the issue. And there could be legislation floated again next year to develop an independent redistricting process. In the meantime, he says the current maps allow a smaller percentage of voters to decide who controls the legislature, leaving other voters behind in fair representation.
Urban areas in Wisconsin have suffered a decline in the shared revenue from the state, even though those people pay taxes.
Heck says that means less support for schools, roads, and other public needs. Analysts say lawmakers representing these areas get packed into boundaries that ultimately diminish their voices at the state capitol. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever! And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
3, 2, 1.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday, let's call it Friday Eve edition. Dominic, I got to admit, I was a little fuzzy this morning and a little hangover.
Well, happy Friday Eve, Crudy Evan on the board, our fair audience. I was fine, man. Good times last night had by all in Madison. Good to see all you folks.
Well, let us thank the host last night, David Sider from Politico. Wined us and dined us, Dom. I've not been wined and dined in quite some time. If he'd asked nicely,
thank you, David. Great to meet him. Good times. Good cat.
Dominic, may the fourth be with you.
And also with you. Hey, happy May the fourth, man. Like, I saw a headline in the Washington Post. Is this like the one day a year that all of us Star Wars fans get to, you know, ask those who have never seen Star Wars, how the hell have you never seen Star Wars? I mean, especially now that Disney owns it, it's all over the place.
Mandalorian stuff. And
oh man,
I've told this story, Dom. I will recycle this story for your benefit, although I would point out Walker Bashan coming very soon. I'm gleeful.
Oh, most
looking
excellent.
Forward to it. We'll get to Walker Bashan in just a moment. But Dom, when I was just a wee lad of, I believe I was turning six, about 1976, Star Wars came out. Maybe I was turning seven. And my mom took me and some buddies and my brother, who was a little older than me. He was like 18 months older. More worldly, if you will.
Yes.
And she takes me to the movie theater at Westtown Mall in Madison, I believe. And I get to pick the movie. It's my birthday, right? And I look at this poster, and the one poster is Star Wars. And there's this dude with this lightsaber and some woman clinging on his leg. And some other stuff in the background. I'm like, well, and my brother's like, Star Wars, Star Wars.
Star Wars, yes, great choice.
No. No. I was a birthday boy. I chose different.
A little intimidated?
I chose Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo. Amongst the top three of the Herbie Goes to franchise.
Definitely. Now, you know, did Disney buy bug. Herbie, the Herbie franchise, or was that Disney to begin with?
I think it might have been Disney in the first place. And my brother was, let's just say, a little ticked because we didn't go to movies frequently. And once it leaves the theaters, it didn't go straight to disc. It didn't go to Netflix back then, man. You had to wait, what, years It was like a year and a half before Star Wars came back to town.
On like the VHS or the beta?
No, back to the theater
screen. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, dude, you couldn't get Star Wars. Star Wars only on the screen for years and years.
The original 1977 episode 4, A New Hope.
So I was turning 7 then. Just a wee lad.
I got to see it in the theater. I saw them all in the theater. We went to the movies. It was a thing. It was a family thing we did. And then we'd watch movies as family. So that was, of course, in the library. I've probably seen Star Wars, the original, 1,000 times. I mean, I've seen that thing so many times. So classic and so influential to my young mind.
Can I tell you more about Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo? Very influential to my young mind.
Yeah.
You know, I was a much bigger Star Wars fan as like a 10, 11, 12-year-old. You know, then I got into it. I think that was like Return of the Jedi sort of time frame.
Yeah.
You know, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. I think that was the order. But, you know, then I've like skipped whole generations of movies. Like there's been like 12 plus stuff on it's not Netflix, Disney Plus or whatever. I mean, they've kind of overdone it.
And the animated spinoffs, yes, there's lots. There's a whole lot of Star Wars.
I like Han Solo. I like Han Solo, and I like Rogue One. And there's about 6 of them. I'm like,
Well, no, I get it. But as a fan, you see them anyway because they're Star Wars, man. Rogue One was really good. I do agree with you on that one.
I only went to those and became a new fan because my boys were coming up.
Yeah.
And they're not big Star Wars fans. I don't think they're walking around wishing each other May the 4th be with you. Dom, let's get back to my tradition.
All right.
Walker bashing. He's given some advice to, of all people, former President Donald Trump. Scott Walker, nobody needs advice from you, wanker. But there's a column at the Journal Sentinel, the paper of record right here in the great state of Wisconsin. And I'm just going to jump right in. This from Bill Glauber. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has some advice for Donald Trump. So what? Who's taking advice from this guy? Anyways, I'll read. Walker says the ex-president should participate in the first Republican presidential debate scheduled for August in Milwaukee, which will host the 2024 Republican National Convention. President Trump should not blow off Wisconsin, Walker told the Journal Sentinel. He's always flat and monotonistic. Hillary Clinton made that mistake in 2016, and it cost her the election. Walker added a reference to Trump's close win over Clinton in Wisconsin that propelled him to the White House. The New York Times reported this week that Trump is likely to skip at least one of the first two debates and has made it clear that he does not want to breathe life into his Republican challengers by sharing the stage with them. You know, also rants like Scott Walker, maybe this cycle Scott Walker, Ron DeSantis. In an interview, Dom, last week with WABC Radio in New York, Trump declared, "When you're up, you don't do debates. If you're even or down, you do debates. But when you're way up, what's the purpose of doing the debate?" He added, I would have a hostile group of anchors, a hostile network asking questions. Why would I do that? But he'll go at a town hall on CNN?
All right. Republicans currently are moving forward with planning for the Milwaukee debate. Further details, including the date and criteria for candidates, are still to be announced. I wonder if they'll allow convicted rapists. We're business
only if civilly convicted.
Oh, okay. We're business as usual, hoping that we have the opportunity for our Republican candidates to have a debate here in August, said Anne Hathaway, the co-chair of the Republican National Committee's debate committee. Young America's Foundation, the organization that Walker leads, is among the partners in the Milwaukee debate, along with Fox News and Rumble.
The Young Adolf's Foundation, what are they called?
The Young America's Foundation. So now we understand why Scott Walker feels so motivated to give advice to the former president who crushed him like a bug. Well, because Young America's Foundation is sponsoring the Milwaukee debate. They won't get nearly the coverage or perhaps donations or, you know, the youth converts if the cheese messiah himself does not show up.
I love the sub headline here. Scott Walker, Donald Trump squared off in debates during the 2016 election.
Is that what that was? That was a squaring off?
What was it? If you recall, Donald Trump held center stage. I believe the first debate was in Cleveland. And Scott Walker was immediately to Donald Trump's right. And he was soon forgotten. And then the second time around, man, he was downright desperate. That was the whole,
we don't need another apprentice, sir. We've already had an apprentice once.
And then he went to the spin room for hours. And he's,
Mr. Trump, we don't need an apprentice in the White House.
Yeah.
We've already got one of those.
He used that line 200-300 times that night. More times than he said, freedom. You want to keep going or you want me to jump back in?
I will go here. Of course, the debate during his brief presidential run in the 2016
71 days.
Walker appeared in the first two GOP debates in one skirmish. You went after Trump for lack of experience. You heard that. We don't need an apprentice in the White House. Trump countered. When folks in Iowa found out the true facts of the job you've done in Wisconsin, Walker dropped in the polls. Walker told the Journal Sentinel that Trump thrives in debates. I saw it firsthand. He commands the attention of the audience.
Something Scott Walker rarely does, unless it's the converted.
In his comments, Walker also looked beyond the primary season to the general election, where Wisconsin is a key battleground. Walker said Trump needs to win over Wisconsin voters, swing voters, and make a dent in the youth vote. Well, Walker, you're doing everything you can, right? The Young America's Foundation with their spunky leader, Scott Walker. I mean, who doesn't rile up the kids if not Scott Walker? Walker added that the opening debate also provides a significant platform. Of course, his Young America's Foundation sponsoring of the opening debate. That's why he cares so much. 8 years ago, the first debate attracted 24 million viewers, Walker said. That is an amazing experience.
They didn't tune in to watch you, wanker.
Right. The presidential field for Republicans taking shape. Trump, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, formerly in the race. Other potential candidates, of course, DeSantis, former Vice President Pence, Tim Scott of South Carolina, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Early in the week, Christie criticized Trump's reported stance in the early debates. Christie said, obviously, he's afraid. He's afraid to get on stage against people who are serious. And in that regard, I'd like to see Trump go after Christie. I'd like to see some of this, actually.
Do you think he would, you know, keep it all above board, or do you think he'd go immediately towards his weight for Chris Christie? If it's Marco.
Christie to Trump's weight or Trump's to Christie's weight? Because, I mean, Christie's big, but Trump is, you know, certainly not a Swedish preteen boy. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Rip on each other, please, for being fat. I mean, that, hopefully we'd get beyond that. But no.
You're talking about Donald Trump, dude.
I know, but how do the Republicans on the debate stage deal with Donald Trump? Do they throw the, hey, oh, your Proud Boys got convicted of seditious conspiracy, Trump? What were you and Roger Stone talking about? You know, that or the conviction of the civilly raping, you know, the rape conviction, perhaps?
They fear him.
Do the Republicans go there? Why? I don't think Chris Christie fears Donald Trump, dude, honestly.
Come back with us. May the 4th be with you. That was always cheesy, man. Devil's Advocates, we try not to be cheesy, but it is a Wisconsin-based product. You're probably going to get some dairy.
You wouldn't hire me to be a neurosurgeon. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HP. You probably wouldn't hire me to run the United States.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kiner at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows level off around 49. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 54. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Feel free to join us, offer your opinions, your thoughts, your takes, 844-967-2789.
Wanker. Who is going to take his advice? Dominic, the current governor of the state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers. Today, he was making some news, threatening a veto. Shared revenue has been a hot button topic, especially for communities like Milwaukee. And Milwaukee needs to do something. They need a funding formula. While the Republicans have said, here's a half-assed funding formula. Take it or leave it, basically, is my understanding.
Hey, here's